I want to see what this paperwork says. It's only like a fine. Like, it's just a bit of bullshit. Like, it's just not even worth their time, like, to prosecute. So the idea is, I guess, that, yes, once she's found guilty of lying to a liquor and gaming investigator, Liquor and Gaming won't give her a liquor license because they can't trust her. She's not a fit, proper person.
Right.
So I think that's all they're trying to do.
So they came in, this is after they raided the place, right? They questioned her with a bunch of questions, and one of the questions was to ask you if you said together still, and she said no.
Yes.
And then they went through your messages.
Yeah.
And determined from the messages that you were still together.
Yes.
And then did you turn around and say, oh yeah, actually I lied about that?
No.
What messages can they use to prove that you were together still?
I don't know. Maybe messages to say, I love you.
You can just turn around and say, oh, so, yeah, I love you, but we're not together anymore. I still love you. Like, we'll all just be friends and everything, but, yeah, we're just friends now. I love his friends.
Look, they do have messages on the day that they came in and she was messaging me while they were there, like, telling me what they were saying, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm telling them that we're not together and blah, blah, blah. So there could be a little bit more there that they could use. I mean, I'm not going to know until I get a brief of evidence, which we've got a lawyer, so the lawyer will ask for a brief of evidence first. They're going to be like, oh, that's a fucking pain in the ass for us for fuck all.
All right. So, best case scenario for them, they get a conviction of her lying to them, fine at like $100, whatever the hell that would be worth. And then what? They just can't give her a liquor license.
Yeah, they'll refuse. Then it goes to QCAT, and then it's up to QCAT, and then then you go from there. You can go to district, and you can go to keep fighting it in court until you find a judge that says, "Oh, come on, a bit of shit. Like, what? I'm going to give someone a liquor license because they lied about a relationship."
I mean, what with a liquor license, I mean, didn't you start applying for that several years ago?
So we applied for the Queensland. So what makes it even more odd is that we have a federal license to produce alcohol. I'm allowed to make alcohol now. I have a federal government license that allows me to make alcohol. We got that last March, so 12 months ago, and then we applied for our Queensland liquor license in April. So that's been 12 months. And that is the license to sell the alcohol that we produce. So at the moment, we're allowed to make alcohol. We're not allowed to sell it.
Wait, hang on. Here's another thing, right? If you're not together anymore...
Yeah.
Basically, you need her... to be able to do this, right? To run this business.
Yeah.
All right. But if she's not with you anymore, then why would she continue to assist you with this?
Well, because she will have a share in it.
All right. So by her letting you use her name for it,
yeah,
she can still make money out of it.
Yeah.
So, does that mean, like, are you allowed to run it and just not own it?
Well, that's the thing. There's no law against that. Like, there's no law against me coming in and, or they come in and they see me there and they're like, oh, what are you doing here? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm an employee. Like, there's nothing fucking stopping that from happening.
Right.
So, like, there's nothing illegal about that. Yes. look, the idea is that they don't want bikies to own businesses where they can launder money, basically, is the idea. And this is why they have to, you have to register your financial interests in things.
Right.
Well, and if you fill out the form, they ask you, is there anybody in a position of influence or control over the business? And she said no. And they're saying, well, from what we've seen, this Shane Cuthbert guy has a degree of control and influence over you and the business.
Yeah.
She could say, well, no, he doesn't, because I'm the sole director of the company. So what can he do? Right. Look, at the end of the day, she's responsible for it legally, financially. It's, yeah.
Is there anything wrong with, like, would you be allowed to put your hand up and say, listen, guys, just to let you know, I am actually the one that's calling the shots here. I'm just using my girlfriend's name to be the official owner of it. Like, is there anything wrong with you saying that, admitting that?
If I admitted that, then they could maybe charge her again with falsifying documents and saying, well, see, you lied on the document that said no one has control. Now we know he has control. So you lied.
Yeah, but
so
in reality,
couldn't get me for anything.
In reality, how much control did you actually have over it compared to her?
Well, like on paper, none.
No, but I mean, in reality, like how much was she? How much of the work was she actually doing, versus how much of it was you actually doing?
Well, nothing. I've done everything.
Oh, okay. So, here you go. I thought she was actually running around organising things and doing up the place and all, had some involvement in running it at all.
No.
Oh, so it's purely just her name. She's not actually contributing the labour, the work, the skills, the decisions making at all.
No.
It's all you.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be allowed to admit that. Like, just say, look, I make the decisions, that she's just, you know, on paper. So, like, I mean, how do they regulate or decide or police who actually makes the decisions? I mean, if it's her name on paper, then who cares who's making the decisions?
Well, that's the thing. That's why they want to now charge her, I think, because it's their only way out of it, preventing it. Because if they rejected our liquor license application and said we want, you know, something else, then, I mean, we'd take it to court and the court would say, well, this guy's name isn't on anything. Like, if you look at power and control, she's the company director. She can choose whether she winds up the company, whether she buys things. She has control over the bank accounts. Her name's on it. She controls what gets spent. The money goes into her account. Like, how can you say this guy has control? Like, it can't really be argued in court.
Right.
But they lied to us, so, you know.
Would it also mean if there's some dodgy practices going on? Like, if you're doing some dodgy shit just yourself, personally, right, and they come in and find out you're making alcohol not to the, you know, requirements, temperature requirements, or you're doing some practice that you're not meant to be doing, wouldn't that mean that she would also technically be liable for that as well?
No, because she's not a licensee yet. So they have tried bullying her, saying, oh, you are the licensee of this premises, so you're responsible for everything. Like, if he's selling alcohol here, and then, you know, I've since corrected them and said, well, actually, she's not a licensee yet until you approve her liquor license. She's not under any of those conditions.
So what would she be liable for then at the moment?
Well, nothing.
And so what would you be liable for?
Well, nothing.
Right, so no one's... There's no liability at all at the moment.
Well, no, except for her lying to them. That's it.
All right, so her lie is just purely... about you still being together. That's it.
Yeah.
What if... I mean, even if... What if she said, yes, you are together? Like, what difference would it make?
Well, then I guess they would then say, oh, see, if you're together, then he's in a position of control or influence, because he can influence you, because he's if you're together.
What, was she living there at the time?
No.
So she's been at home with her parents. Yeah,
their mum and dad. So they know that. They're like, oh, we think he's living here. You're not. We know that you're not.
But they think you're living there?
Yeah.
But you are living there?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So are they aware? They know that you're living there?
Well, no, I mean, I've told them that I'm not living there because you can't live in a commercial premises.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So hang on, where do they think you're living?
Washing machine, and they're like, oh, it looks like, are you sure you don't live here? But, you know, there's no bed.
So where do they think you're living?
I don't know, they think I'm living there.
But hang on, where have you told them is your residential address as opposed to your business address?
One of my mum's units.
Oh, okay.
Which is on my driver's license as well.
Okay, so you just use one of your mum's investment properties as a residential address?
Yeah.
Okay. And who lives there?
Oh, well, now, actually, my mum and my stepdad, they just moved up here a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay, all right. So it's their place you used?
Yeah, but before that it was an Airbnb, so...
Do you ever at least stay there occasionally, so in case they drop in... You can say, nah. Yep, here's my room.
Nah.
Never.
Nah.
All right, so you got your mum to put up her... Does your mum know about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's put up her address as your residential address, so they can't get you for that. For living there. And they can't get you for living in the... I mean, can they... They can't really just barge in and catch you sleeping in the bed or something. Like, I mean, how would they even prove that you're living there?
Well... That's the thing. It's hard to prove. Like, there's no bed, so
yeah. There's
a, like, I have a sleeping bag that I roll up and tuck away. So, you know, other than that, I mean, they can say there's a washing machine. I can say, oh yeah, that's for towels. Like, you know, there's towels. Like when we're cleaning shit up and rags and things. Yeah, there's a lot.
Where do you actually sleep though?
I actually sleep there in the office.
Do you have a bed?
Nah. No bed.
Where did Georgia sleep?
Oh, so we used to have a bed like 12 months and we took it out. Like when we applied for our liquor license, we took everything out. Georgia's moved in with her mum and dad.
Yep.
Wasn't allowed to live there, so we lived separately.
All right. Now, here's the other thing. I don't understand why you broke up with her just over... her dad not wanting to talk to you. What?
Well, it's not just that. She, like, I'd see her once a week or once every fucking 2 weeks.
Yep.
So, really, like, we were together anyway. And she'd just come over at fucking 8 o'clock at night. Like, she'd work all day, finish exercising, she would come over and basically just have a root and fucking... go to bed, and then that was it. So, you know, there was no hanging out or being a couple. And then if we did on the odd occasion go out, she doesn't do cocaine anymore, so she drinks like a fish and just becomes a bitch.
Wait, when did she stop doing cocaine?
Oh, fuck, I don't know, like a year or two ago.
And then she started drinking since then?
Yeah. I mean, she used to drink before then, but I guess when you're on coke, you just stay level.
But what, the last couple of years, she's been becoming an alcoholic, basically?
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't drink every day, but when she does, she just drinks until she's absolutely fucking retarded.
And at what point did you decide, okay, yep, look, you know what, I'm sick of you coming over for a route and just going out and getting drunk and abusing me, so I'll see you later?
I don't know, probably about a month ago.
And did you was it during a heated argument one night? You said, oh, yeah, that's it, fuck that, I had enough. What did you say? Listen, I think we should talk. I think,
It sort of was. She was being a bitch and she messaged me and was like, oh, yeah, we need to talk. And she would always tell me, oh, I don't want you to be drunk or like drink with your friends. Like, I'm coming over. And I'd be like, oh. All right, so then I was like, she came over and was like, going to have a go at me. And then I was like, yeah, actually, we're done. And she's like, what? And I was like, yeah, we're over. We're just done. And then she was like, oh, what? No, oh, no, that's just not what I want.
You say, oh, I'm done with your stupid bullshit.
Yeah, had enough of your bullshit, yeah.
That wrecks. And so since then, does she come over for a root still?
Since then, she fucking tracks my every move, will show up at everyone's house that I'm at or wherever I'm at in town, or just absolutely has become obsessed.
Right.
Yeah.
Does that obsession include, like, coming over for roots?
Well, yes, but I have refused to root her.
You've refused?
Yeah.
And how does she take that?
She's not very happy about it. She's not very happy about the situation at all. She's become very insecure. Wait. She's gone from never coming over at all because all she cares about is her mum. Right. Who had a stroke, now she's just not even seeing them. Like, she just finishes work, doesn't even exercise, doesn't even go over there. It's just straight away trying to track me down where I'm at.
Has she ever been like, oh, what the fuck, I helped you, you know, I was the front for you, set up this brewery and shit, and you just used me and my family for money and shit, and now you're fucked? Like, has she ever come out with that sort of argument?
No. But beforehand, you know, before I split up with her, yeah, she would just come over once every 2 weeks and just fucking want to have a sook about something. And I'd be like, well, what have you done at this brewery? Fucking nothing. You've done nothing. Nothing has been done. And then there was shit like, fuck, man, I don't know why, but she'd, like, changed the passwords on the bank accounts and shit, so I couldn't access anything. So literally, for 12 months, nothing got done at the brewery because there was money sitting in a bank account I couldn't touch because she got the shits and reckons I was wasting money and she wanted to control everything.
Where did the money come from in the first place? Like, you put a fair bit of money into renting the place and then renovating it and doing it all up and buying all this equipment. Where did that money come from?
Well, where do you think it comes from?
Was it proceeds of crime?
Yes.
Right. So, all right. So this is all cash money that you've made by trafficking guns and drugs and shit.
Yep.
That cash money went into this business.
Yep.
All right. Because I thought you said her dad put up some money or something, and that's why I thought that's why he had a sucker.
Apparently, they wanted to. This is another thing that pissed me off because I didn't want to do this. I thought it was a good idea. They wanted to retire. They had some money. I was like, oh, this fucking brewery thing's going off. I could invest. I was only going to put 50 grand cash into it. And then they pulled out at the last minute, and Georgia said, oh, how about we do it together? And I was like, oh, yeah, all right. Well, my name probably shouldn't be on it because it'll cause a drama like it has.
Wait, and hang on a second. That makes me... Why can't your name be on it, by the way?
Because if I've got a criminal history and stuff, I was like, it'll just be easier being in someone else's name. I didn't know what they knew. I didn't know... You know, like, I'd been raided by major organised crime. I thought, oh, if my name's on it, the police will say, oh, look, yep, he's associated with major organised crime. Investigate that. He's got a criminal history. He can't be a fit and proper person. And this was 2 years ago. And then now I think I probably have a good argument to prove that I'm a fit and proper person.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just now say, look, you know what, I am... Put it in your name now. Do you need Georgia for it anymore?
No, not really.
Right.
I mean, I've given her the, like, option. I said, look, you can give me 100 grand cash back and I'll take the Range Rover and, you know, you can just run the business by yourself with your family.
Yeah.
And it's all your problem. Or, you know, we will try to run it together as friends.
Right.
And so far, she's chosen that option.
When you say run it together, you mean you run it and you just keep it in her name and then you give her a cut of the...
No, the idea is that she quits her job when it's open and she actually runs it and works there and I get a cut for doing nothing at that point. I mean, I don't have time to be there or run it. Like, I've got other things to do.
You don't have time to work to make money. You've got other things, what, running your charities and stuff.
Yeah, things that don't pay to do.
So then the plan would be she would be the owner of it. She would be running it.
Yes.
And you get paid.
Yes.
To do nothing.
Yes.
Because you've put the money in from the proceeds of crime.
Yeah.
To get it started.
Well, and yeah,
but then she could turn around and just say, no, fuck you, this is making money, I own it, you can't prove shit, so see you later. I'll just, why would she give you the cut?
Which is what makes the fucking liquor and gaming's argument void, because she can.
So she would just purely give you a cut of it because you've got a verbal agreement that can't actually be enforced.
Well, yes, and then, you know, there could be possible repercussions as well.
Such as?
Like the place burns down and, you know, things like that.
Would she consider that if she tried to do that to you, you might do that?
Yeah.
Oh, she does know that.
I've made it quite clear.
If she tries to cut you out of it, you'll burn the place down.
Yeah.
While she's in it.
And look, I'll still have to do something.
And so she still wants to come back for roots.
A business that I'll have to do. But for the most part, we're actually not lying to liquor and gaming. She will be there. I'll be there just as a backup every now and then. If someone calls in sick or something, I'll be using the office as my own personal office.
Yep.
And if it's busy, I can help out.
Wait, is this the office where you do those? I saw that video with all your nominations and stuff on the wall.
Yeah.
That's in there.
Yeah.
So these award nominations, they actually send you out pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And you frame them.
Yeah.
Put them on the wall.
Yeah.
And these are all nominations that have come from you nominating yourself using my name.
Not all of them, but yes, majority.
Are there any other things on the wall? Look, because you can't really see in the video what those things are. Like, they look like they're just some sort of certificate or something. Are they all award nominations, or some of them actually like some kind of qualifications, or some, like, if you just pull pictures out of magazines and put them in a frame?
There's a lot of qualifications there too, because I've been at uni for 3 years, and every year you get to do two free courses. So I've done six or seven of those, as well as like extracurricular stuff. So I've got actual CQU university certificates of like probably eight of those. Some of the nominations I've become a finalist. So then I get a fancy, oh, you're the finalist one.
Right.
I've got all my, you know, Harvard University of Queensland stuff on the wall.
Why, what did you become a finalist in? Like, what type of, are they business awards?
I was a finalist.
Hey?
The executive of the year, I was a finalist twice for two different things.
An executive of the year?
Yeah.
Executive?
Yeah.
As in a senior member of a corporation?
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the corporation that you told them that you were an executive in?
Let's have a look. I actually haven't been nominated. Oh, the only thing I think I've had this year is the Australia Day Awards, which was Volunteer of the Year, which Rob Pine supported me
for. But what was the Executive of the Year? What corporation were you? Did you tell them you were an executive in?
So I was. I'm just going through.
And what executive role did you have? Were you a CEO? Were you a COO? Were you a CFO? Like, what were you?
The President of Domestic Violence Anonymous. I know that was one.
All right. So you were nominated for Executive of the Year for being the President of Domestic Violence Anonymous.
Yeah, so that was for Not-for-Profit Executive of the Year. And then I was also nominated for Young Executive of the Year for being President of Shane Cuthbert's Change the World Foundation, the Central Queensland University Law Society, Treasurer of the CQU Social Innovation Network, President of Domestic Violence Anonymous, and what else am I on the board of? I've got a few university things, which are pretty good, and there's something else I'm on. I can't remember. Oh, now I'm a fucking committee member of the Cairns Art Society because by default, no one showed up to their AGM. So I'm just going around becoming a corporate member of things, and all I do is go to a meeting once a month and vote on things for an hour, and I can say, oh, yeah, I'm on the committee for that.
right, but you don't actually have to do anything.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, hang
on, how do you get these committee positions? They don't just elect anybody to a committee. Like, do you get elected to these committees by telling them that you're already members of all these other committees, and then they just go, oh, yeah, okay, no worries, and so then you accumulate... Well,
yeah, because I'm an experienced board member.
All right, so you start off with Domestic Violence Anonymous. And then that gets you onto a few other little committees, and then from there you can accumulate them, and then you've got all these other experience under the belt that all started off with Domestic Violence Anonymous.
Yep.
And that's something that Georgia and I and Jay Morgan were able to help you with.
Yeah.
Did you say that Jay Morgan does or does not know about this?
I think I told him about it recently and he was confused and he was upset.
Right. Well, what did you say? Yeah. Did you say, hey, by the way, just letting you know, I told ASIC that you are a director of an organisation I made up?
Yeah.
Right. And he got upset.
I think so. He was upset with me recently for... Oh, that's right. I was exposing his true identity. What? So he did this documentary where this... Oh, fuck. Have you seen the documentary about Jay Morgan yet?
No.
Oh, fuck. This is the funniest shit ever in your life.
Where would I find it?
Now, I thought that this was amazing. All right. Where do I find it? What's his name?
So it's on online.
Yeah, there's some Melbourne guy. I wonder if I can just Google it.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Aussie Cossack.
Trump. Aussie Donald Trump. What's Doing Media? That's it. What's Doing Media is the guy that did this thing. He took him down to Melbourne to... Okay, let's Google What's Doing Media. What's Doing Media? Took him down to Melbourne to film all of this.
Yeah.
And the man that dresses up as Donald Trump. All right, here we go. I'll send you the link.
I think Tyler might have mentioned something about it when I was in jail. Oh,
look, this is so fucking good. And, you know, I was proud of it. And I, you know, kept sharing it a lot. And then he got upset about that. And then I was also saying, oh, hey, check this out. I went to Red Bank House Mental Institution with this guy. And he got upset about that. And then I put up a post that said, oh, yes, my friend Dre now is now Aussie Donald Trump. He's legally changed his name to Donald J. Trump. And he got upset because I exposed his real identity to the world.
That's Jay Morgan.
Yeah, so then he stopped talking to me and then he just went to China and then I called him, probably about 2 weeks ago or whenever Tyler got out to let him know Tyler got out. And he was talking to me and then I said, oh, yep. So I just pretended that I didn't know he was pissed off with me because he blocked me on everything. And I said, oh, I'm coming down to do my podcast, so are you going to do, you know, Donald Trump, Aussie Donald Trump on my podcast? And he's like, oh, no, I don't know, I've got to think about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, like, it'd be really good. Anyway, oh, that's the last time I spoke to him, so I haven't talked to him since he got back from China.
Right.
And he went to China
so that he could go to the Madame Tussauds Museum in Shanghai. And stand next to the wax statue of Donald Trump.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that. And that was funny.
Does the documentary ever show him out of character, like just as Jay Morgan?
No. Well, it shows him getting ready as the character.
Yeah, but it doesn't show him without the wig and makeup and everything.
It shows him putting the makeup on. He actually doesn't have a wig anymore. He's, like, bleached his hair and he's made his own hair like Donald Trump.
Yes, I saw him the other day. He
actually really loves the... Okay. Stuart.
Yeah, so do they mention at any point in the documentary that his name is Jay Morgan?
No, and that's why he was upset that I gave everybody his real identity. Have you called Mum?
No.
Oh, do you want to call him now? Because he might say, come in now, see me. Where did you speak to him? Yeah, I spoke to him and he said to tell you to call him.
What's his number again?
Between Russia invading Ukraine and also to a bit of a satirical comedy show as well, which is exactly why I was invited to come down and speak on support
of 0402
also in support of
781
single individual of the Ukraine. There was genocide, but the support was that they weren't killing everybody. That's where the words by the Daily Mail got twisted. They thought I was there for I do believe Nazi reasons.
So when...
How are ya?
When Jay Morgan does this, he speaks with an Australian accent.
Yeah, I got it.
So he's not actually imitating Donald Trump.
It was about 2 o'clock.
I'm happy to show support to anybody.
Yeah. I didn't really look at it. It was basically just saying that I'm lying.
Somewhat unclear what ANT
really means. Yeah. There's three charges.
He's legally changed his name.
Oh no, it's not like she even said to me, but then get this, she said to me now because I'm like, oh well, like I still want to open up, like I still want to. She was like, yeah, if you can drop the charge, if you can get them to not be charges, then I guess maybe. And then I was like, so you reckon I can still get a liquor license? She said, mate, possibly, yes, there's a possibility still get a liquor license. I'm like, that's not what you said fucking a week ago or whenever you spoke to me last. Yeah, like, it's just ridiculous. But then she was like, oh, is everything okay with you? And I was like, oh, what are you doing here, bro? I've got to go.
Hey, Georgia.
Yeah, with that, that lady. And then Johnny was like, why are you going after detectives? I'm like, they're not detectives, they're not police officers. They're liquoring. And I was like, they just need to check about the liquor license. And he's like, oh my goodness, they look like detectives. I'm like, they were.
Hey,
yeah, she's a fucking crazy bitch.
Georgia, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Oh, what the hell?
Thank you. Bye, Mark. Bye.
Talking to someone else.
What did he say?
He said just send it to me. He's like, oh, fuck.
Right. Oh, so there's three charges now, you're telling me. What are the three charges?
It's just three separate things.
Oh, like, what?
It's three separate occasions where I've misled information.
What does it say?
On the 4th of May, State of Glory, the application that we made saying that there was no one else involved, when they came around and said to me, like, is Shane involved? And I said no. And then when they called me up and they have a conversation with me saying that you don't live here, which, I mean, you can prove that you don't live here. Like, it's just stupid.
What is that, the third one?
Yeah, the conversation that we had.
Yeah, okay. So I don't live there. Proves that I live there. Fuck, this is, that's odd. So the first one, they're trying to say you lied
to your application. But she even said she's like, liquor and gaming is not what we're like, regulate. I don't even know what the fuck she is. She's some bitch.
What do you mean? What did she say? You need to be really clear about what she said and write it down.
She literally said to me, hey, we're here to serve you. Would you like to do it here? Or would you like to go out of the shop? And I said, oh, we can go take a seat if you want, but I do have a lawyer, so you should probably contact him. And then she was like, this is going to be super quick. And I was like, the fuck? And I was like, all right, whatever. And she's like, it's no serious charges. So you're not going to go to jail or anything over it. And I was like, okay. And then she was like, but you've lied on your application. You lied to, the lady that was with her and the other one that came up from Brisbane, and then you lied to us over the phone. And I was like, okay, no worries, anything else? And then she said, you've got to sign it. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to sign it without my lawyer present. And she was like, okay, no worries, I've just got to give you the paperwork. And I said, that's okay. And then I said, I want to get my liquor licensing. And she said, she is not liquor licensing. She's like, I don't know if you'll get your liquor licensing. I don't know if there's an issue with you getting your liquor licensing. She said you could still possibly get it. And then I said, that's not what you said to me on the phone. And then she said, what are you referring to? And I said, the phone conversation that we had. And then she was like, yes, okay. And I was like, all right, I'll take the paperwork and I'll see you later.
Yeah, so maybe that.
Oh, and then she asked me how I am.
That would be good.
Pardon?
oh, and then night, how are you? Oh, nice. That's just to make sure you're all good.
And then she was like, how are you? Are you okay? And, oh, and she told me that she's got in contact with other people that are friends of ours.
You got your indicator on?
What does that mean?
Oh, you got your hazards on.
What?
This is what she said to me, Shane.
She's in contact with people that are friends of ours.
Or contact with other people that we know.
What does that mean?
I don't know, Shane. I'm telling you exactly what she's telling me.
What does that mean, bro?
Is this the scalp?
It's a card. No, that's the strap bits. These are the two good bits.
Oh, sorry, just
it hasn't that. Been paid for yet because they sent an invoice and they don't accept cash or cards. So we'll have to pay the invoice. Oh, well, there you go. Did you catch all of that? This eventful. Yeah. Three charges.
Wait, what are the three charges?
One of them will allege that she told them on the phone that I don't live there.
Wait, what, are, they what are the three?
That I do live
what,
there.
Why
so
are there three separate? What's the three separate charges?
The other one is for not putting me on the application. And what's the other one for? Lying about what else?
Lying about her view living here or whatever.
Yeah, lying about me living here. What's the other two?
And lying
one's
about
lying on the application.
Okay, lying so there's three separate charges, all for lying, basically.
What's that?
There's three separate charges, all for writing yes. false details.
Yes.
Great.
That's what it looks like.
Well, you know what? There might not be serious charges that you go to jail for. Might not even be indictable offences, but
Jesus Christ.
If they're not put on my record, then there's no way that we're going to find out about the police. They're not involved in it.
It's okay. It's alright, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. Just grab your details and I'll exchange details, okay? Hang on, I gotta go.
Alright, see ya.